Now, in this series, we keep emphasizing about the fact that there's music, and as you're initially hearing it, you are not hearing the specific music that is playing. But this whole thing creates certain reaction in your fields. And we want you to recall how you felt earlier in your soul alignment and how that felt to you, that connection, that feeling sense of connection and wholeness. I want you to focus in on that feeling sense of wholeness, because in a very definite sense, it's all about wholeness and oneness. But in order to really grasp this, you must reach into the higher mind through the lower mind. And that when you're building the Antahkarana, you're building it from the lower concrete mind up to the higher mind. First to the higher mind of your higher self, and then the higher mind that reaches up into soul's mind and then reaches to the top of soul's mind. So the higher mind of soul's mind. And then as you reach into the levels of monad, things become way less identifiable, for it's more there at that point about energies and pattern than it is about thoughts per se. Understanding that there are many ways to express thoughts, as you well know from, for instance, a picture's worth a thousand words. Now, sometimes words are very necessary, and other times pictures will do. And what we would like you to do now is picture your concrete mind, your lower concrete mind. Picture your lower concrete mind beginning to, in a sense, melt upward. That the energy itself of your concrete mind is stretching your mind upward. And you can see lines of energy in your mind stretching upward. And you may see them in many different colors, or no colors at all. But you can see this energy, feel this energy, experience the energy of your mind stretching upward. Almost as if your mind had tentacles and it was reaching upward to connect with something. And you can experience the feeling senses along the edges of this stretching upward. Reaching upward and experiencing the edges of it and what it's like. And as your mind stretches up and meets soul's mind, there is a bonding, a merging and a blending, a definite feeling sense of oneness, that you are now of one mind. And as soul's higher mind, the thought comes to call on the will to act, calling down that vibrant, radiant light, and letting its clarity infuse all your forms and fields so that your mental fields look clear as water, most beautiful, clear, reflective water. This is your mind. And like water that is utterly still and yet has volume and pent-up energy, sometimes called emotion, and then letting the water flow as you call upon the energy of the will to act, and you feel its clarity, and you find yourself able to take a step or two back so you might gain perspective. And as you step back, you are staking a claim for a clear, untroubled mental aura. You are taking a step into liberation from these emotions and from the thoughts that generated them. And to be liberated means to have released them from your service with gratitude and love, for they were here to serve you. That is their purpose. And all things here seek to fulfill their purpose. All. And then calling on the will to act for the quality of thought form building to help you create beautiful thoughts. Thoughts of rhythm and order and flow. Thoughts that bring you beautiful manifestations. Building thought forms that are the energy that creates the beautiful mental aura. And the will to act in its quality of perfect stillness and the acceptance of things of common sense and sensibility. And among those more developed of the race, what is common sense is to listen to the inner senses, to know that they make sense on a higher turn of the spiral. And just breathing these qualities in, allowing them in, imagining yourself receiving them, and washing through your mind. So you might build a more perfect aura, one of health, which comes from mental health, comes from healthy thoughts, generating healthy emotions, from which you form healthy beliefs and attitudes of good health. Health is a question of mind, and calling on the will to act for its quality of intelligent love. The precursor to love wisdom. First, one must understand the workings of the illusion and all things in it before you can move on to a higher truth and a different way of being. And as you're drinking in these energies and allowing this clarity and this beautiful aura and beautiful thought form building, just drinking it all in, these rays of light, consciousness permeating you, bringing with it a greater and greater awareness. So that all your senses are now alive and perfectly functioning as you sort through all these added burdens you've taken on all your life, held as ideas and ideals, model ways of living and being. Coming now into the time of your life to reevaluate these things and to ask yourself, what is the higher way? What am I being called to do, to think, to say, to be? What am I called to do, to think, to say, to be? You are called to be yourself as soul and to fulfill a specific purpose for this incarnation, which will be in some way to heal some aspect or part of humanity. It's not to say you might not be here for other kingdoms, but you are here to heal the shepherds, to help them know they are shepherds, to help them understand what it means to be a shepherd. And now, focusing back in on your alignment with soul, your mind united, and now would like for you, with your mind, with your concrete mind, following the lead of your higher mind, I'd like for you to look inward, inward to the heart. And as you're looking inward at the heart, to find your spark, that spark of divinity, there in the jewel in your heart. Find the spark. And as you locate that spark with your loving intent, imagine that spark growing larger. in a very perfectly balanced way, slowly growing larger. And just, it's just a flame, but it's growing larger. And just allow that, allow the enlargement of it. It's not going to become huge. Right now it's beginning to occupy most of the jewel. So nice, steady, slow expansion from the spark to the flame. And with your whole being, focus in on that flame. Just watching it. And loving it. That spark of divinity that's now a flame within you. And just loving it, loving its beauty, loving the energy it is, that taste of divinity, that energy straight from God, Goddess, all that is. Just now nurturing the flame. Nurturing it with your interest and with your love. It's not growing any bigger just yet, but it's receiving the energy of your focus and of your intention and of your love. And now, tapping yet again into the energies of the will to act, taking a step back, letting go, the flame remains. But you've taken a step back now. You see a greater picture, and what you see is that where there were sparks, there is now a small flame. And to feed the flames of spirit, you do through transmitting divine will, through invoking it, calling it to you, evoking it, calling it from within you, strengthening it. And through your steady focus on the flame, you are energizing, giving it the energy to hold that form as each of you grows clearer and clearer in your auras, clearer and clearer in your minds. Bringing in more light and more love. Knowing that this duality exists on every level, receptive and active. Yin and yang. Just acknowledging it. Understanding that a blending, a merging and a blending between that which we think and that which we do, between that which we give and that which we take, or that which is given and that which is received. The human experience this is what you are here to transform. Now in your minds, I'd like you to call on that clarity of the will to act, and seeing within your mind like a bubble of clarity or an egg, utterly transparent, completely empty. Just this illumined area of seemingly nothing. I want you to focus in on the bubble or the egg or the pear, whatever the shape is that you're seeing. I want you to make a note to remember it. And in this perfectly blank space, I want you to pay attention, staring into this blank space, basically seeing clear light, and suddenly appears a symbol. Set your intention to remember the symbol. Now taking a step back again and calling on the will to act, that you might know and understand what this symbol is about, what it means, what you're meant to learn, thanking Master Hilarion for their participation and for the energy and the will to act, the will to know, and as you're focusing in, on what you're hearing, you are receiving right now divine energy. Open your senses to experience it. Touch it with your mind. Explore the edges of it. Then go all the way deep into it. Let yourself harmonize with the energies, imagining them integrating themselves into your mind. And so it becomes a part of you. As your thought forms become more and more perfect, more perfectly built, better and better, and you verbalize only the highest and best in every moment, and you love yourself no matter what eventually. Thanking yourself as soul for that loving, giving, sharing presence. Your soul loves you. Let yourself feel it and experience it. and offer love back. Not because soul's giving you love, not because you're receiving their love, but because you love them. Appreciate them. And you're making your best effort to understand them, to partner with them, to become one with them, to become soul here on earth. Just imagining what that might be like. Feeling that utter peace, no matter the outer events. To feel that sense of utter love for all people. To have understanding and compassion. To be tolerant and inclusive. To be gentle and kind. To be generous and forgiving. Keeping in mind what that means. To being patient and faithful. Imagine that. Imagine how life might be then. And transmitting to any sub-personalities who don't feel they can follow along with this. Now, gathering together all the energies, everything we've done here now, bonded and blended with soul, would like for you to thank yourself as soul, and then reach upward with soul to the next level of your combined evolution, transmitting to knowing and sensing what those next steps will be, finding comfort in the sure and steady progress that you're making. Taking time to appreciate your growth and to appreciate your personality, who is open to this growth and open to receiving more, for they will surely get you where you want to go. You just keep using the right motivation. So thanking the personality self, offering love, coming back slowly into the room when you are ready. We bid you namaste.